Even though the mitzvah of shalach manas is called mishloach manas, so there's some people that feel that you need to send an ayin shliach. The Mishmur says it's not necessary to send an ayin shliach. A person can fulfill the mitzvah of mishloach manas, giving it to the directly from person to person. Along that same note, let's say a person would give it and not inform who it's from. So the person will not know who is the sender, or a person will leave it by the door with no indication who gave it. Since according to the argument of the Manas Halevi, the purpose of it is to create Reyes and Ava and Klai Yisrael, if you do not know who sent it, you will not fulfill the mitzvah. Because the goal is to create friendship between two people. I don't know who gave it, you will not fulfill the mitzvah. Does a person have to own the item in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas? Is there an you know, that he has to be Mechasim Mimoinoi? So this is a Mechloikas amongst the Poskim. If a person needs to own it in order to fulfill the mitzvah, according to those who say that, therefore there are some Poskim would say that a woman is Potter because she doesn't own anything. Or alternatively, if you want to say the woman is Chayev, the Ramah says the woman is Chayevis in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas, she'd have to get some way that she should get ownership on the item in order to fulfill the mitzvah. There are others who say that since it's lav davka, that you're supposed to guarantee the person has their needs for a meal. So as long as I guarantee that, according to the Trumas Hadesh, and the goal is to make sure they have the needs for the meal, as long as I guarantee that, I facilitate that, I also fulfill the mitzvah. So I would give the person somebody else's item, the woman would give her husband's item, or a child would give their father's item, belongs to the father, the child does not need to make a kinyan in order to fulfill the mitzvah. It's preferred, however, since it's a machloikas, that a person should be able to, the child, at least on the ikar mitzvah of Mishloach Manas, has one item, one package, two items to one person. The person should make sure that he owns it. The father can be mezaka to the child can be kinyan. A woman could have somebody else be kinyan for her to give it out. According to the Trumas Hadesh, the purpose is to make sure that it's something for make sure people have their needs for the meal. Therefore, it is preferred, at least again in your basic Mishloach Manas, to send items which will be used for the meal. We spoke about different items yesterday. It would be preferred to use items which can be used for a meal, meats, fish, bread, something of that sort. I remember when my wife used to say that the best Shalom Manas used to get in Purim was one of our neighbors used to send a sandwich, a cold cut sandwich with a pickle. And sometimes in the day when she's wearing all the sugar, and she would wash and have the sandwich, and that was the best Shalom Manas she would get every single Purim, was that she had a chance to eat something real on Purim. So you can do that, it's a wonderful thing. Somebody asked me yesterday, we spoke about different types of, I said it has to be different manas of meat is acceptable, but I said apples, two apples, it does not count as two manas. So he asked me, what about if there are really different types of apples? If it's Granny Smith's and delicious apples, would that fulfill that? Again, I think the significance which you need, there should be totally different manas. If people would perceive these as totally two different items, it's not, in their mind, there's not apples in the world. There are Granny Smith apples and there are delicious apples. I would agree that that's considered two manas, but most people count that as apples. So if you count it as apples, it remains apples, and it's only one mana. It says you should send Mishloach Manas ish l're'eyu. Is there any issue of sending from a Talmud to the Rebbe? Rebbe to the Talmud is not called Re'eyu. You don't relate to your Rebbe as Re'eyu. Maybe in this yeshiva you do, but in many yeshivas you don't. Is there a problem of Re'eyu? The person said it's not an issue of Re'eyu, father to a son to a father. A person can fulfill the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas in all those directions. A katan which is Gila Chinuch should become a chunuch in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas. So a child should be doing the mitzvah of Mishloach Manas. Argument is ownership would not be necessary in that case. If you just give the father, give them something, that this is not yours to give, and you pick somebody to give, and you give it, that you would fulfill the mitzvah according to that. Okay, have a good morning, and have a good Shabbos.